The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com. David Behrman here, back at Radio Row, Mandalay Bay, Pro Football Network. I'm here with Adam Brenneman, who's from CBS Sports. Adam, it's a pleasure to be here. What do you think so far, Radio Row in Las Vegas?
Yeah, appreciate having me on. It's chaos. I mean, this place is chaos. I mean, everyone's here. It's cool. I mean, if you're a football guy like we are, there's no better place to be this week than right here. I mean, you're seeing everyone at the who's who of football, sports media, everything. It's an awesome place.
It's definitely a who's who, and I'm happy to have you on. And before we get into tight ends and what you think about the game, I got to ask you about our boy Herm Edwards. Yeah. I worked with Herm for 15 years at ESPN, and like, he's one of the nicest guys on the planet. Yeah. He's just like a normal dude. You wouldn't know he was Herm Edwards. Like, you just bump into him at Target as well as bumping into him on air. Like, you worked for Herm. What was like working for him?
I always tell people that what you saw on TV and how he was every day is exactly how he is in real life and coaching. He had his office at the end of the hallway and would sit in his chair, and you know, he's back there just giving words of wisdom, making fun of people, chirping them a little bit, having fun, always kept it lighthearted. One of my favorite things Herm did, he was so good at building leaders and helping young coaches. When I worked for him, I was 24, 25 years old. And, I remember I would go into my office, and once a week there'd be a piece of paper in my office with a note from Herm, and it would have something he observed, words of wisdom, a quote, you know, something like that. That just he would take the time of the day to type it up, and he made sure to write it out so you don't forget it, right? So then you can put it on the wall. And it was those little things that I think really helped develop me as a young coach.
I would get asked the question, is he like that in person as he is on air? I'm like, he's the exact same guy.
Same guy.
You'd bump into him at Target and he would scream your name down the aisle. That's what he was. Let's turn our attention to the college game as a whole. It's not the same college game you played.
Different.
It's not the same college game I grew up watching. NIL, transfer portal, it's like a totally different ballgame. Any of this good for the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think at its core, NIL is good for the game.
Sure.
I really believe that's, most people believe that in college football, that players should be able to get paid and monetize their name, image, and likeness. It's been a long time coming. I'm a perfect example of a guy who had a really successful college career, was a three-time All-American, went to the Senior Bowl, I didn't play in the NFL, never made a dollar playing football. So I'm all for it. I think players should be able to make money playing football when they're in college. And the transfer portal, I think, is a good thing on the surface. The fact that coaches can get up and leave right away, 100%. But players haven't been able to, it was time for change. Where the issues come in is when NIL gets combined with the transfer portal.
Sure.
I was talking to a Power 5 quarterback the other day who gave me a call, and a guy plays in a big-time program, and he said, I'm thinking about transferring. I'm like, how would you ever transfer? You have a great situation. You're a starter in a Power 5 program. You guys are good. He said, listen, I'm worth much more money if I transfer than I am if I stay at school. Because if I go in the portal, the bidding starts and everyone starts to bid me up, and I may make 500 grand at my current school. I can make 1.5 million in the portal. And it's my family. I got to make as much money as I can. So when that's the situation, where players are worth more in the portal because it's not NIL anymore, it's pay for play. So that's where things need to get taken care of, is they got to figure out a way to have some kind of parity in the sport and have rules that everyone's following and playing the same place.
And we're about 13 months away from seeing the impact that NIL and the transfer portal is going to have on the NFL game.
Yeah.
Because this year's draft is going to be great.
Yeah.
Looking ahead to next year's draft, it doesn't look very promising.
And because so many players are going to stay in school, right? I mean, that's at the end of the day, you got a lot of guys who are deciding to look at a guy like Cam Ward. Cam Ward, quarterback from Washington State, was going to declare for the draft, ends up going to Miami because he can make just as much money doing that. So, you know, at the end of the day, is that a bad thing? No. I think that players should be able to make money in college. They should be able to make money in the NIL. What needs to get figured out is the fact that it's being used for paper play. Let's just call it what it is. Players are getting salaries for playing from the NIL collectors, which is fine, but let's put a salary cap on it.
Yep.
Let's have a level playing field. The fact that Boston College NIL budget is 700 grand and they're competing with Clemson, who is 10 million, isn't fair. They're in the same conference. There needs to be some kind of parity, just like there is in NFL, in Major League Baseball, every sport.
My last question for you. Who wins the Super Bowl?
I got the 49ers, 24-20.
24-20, Adam Redman, CBS Sports. Appreciate being here. David Behrman live from Radio Row at Mandalay Bay, at Pro Football Network, at PFN 365, profootballnetwork.com.